And I was thinking about Jerry this morning, and the name Barnabas came up. And Barnabas was an encourager, and I really think that fits Jerry to a large degree. I have been encouraged by him. We've all been encouraged by the words that he spontaneously gives on a regular basis from the front of this church. And so I'm very honored to introduce Jerry, and I know you all know him, but he's a man of God, and I know he has an incredible word this morning for us. And I just want to pray for you, brother. Just thank you, Lord, for this amazing man, God. I just pray right now that you would open the windows of heaven over him, Lord, that even what he has prepared will be double anointed by you. You will spontaneously download things into his heart as he speaks, as he senses what's going on in this room right now, as your spirit moves up and down these aisles and through the hearts of these people, God. I pray that the word will pierce to the very soul, to the very dividing of the bone and the marrow right now, God. And just bless this word this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel like I'm in front of a bunch of warriors. This isn't like preaching to a bunch of little kindergartners in the Lord. This is a bunch of men and women of God that know the word. And, you know, I think we're getting ready to see the greatest God, move of God that has ever been on this earth. I think this is the day of the Lord. I think this is the hour of the Lord. And I think that nobody's going to be able to deny that he is God, because he is going to move in such a great way. And he is setting it up, because the things that we relied on didn't work. Except for his word, it always works. God is faithful every time. And I just wanted to, I felt like the Lord spoke to me. He says, you know, as we get ready for this great revival, this great harvest, those who are here that know my word and know me so much, just remind them that the folks that come are going to be hurting, and a lot of them aren't going to believe the way we believe politically in all different ways. There's going to be a harvest, a great harvest of souls. God in Christ Jesus. And that is a gift. That's not something that we can work up and we can talk about and act like we know, because it's a gift. It's in humility we receive it. In faith we receive it, believing God that he is the author and the finisher. But anyway, I just want to declare over this region, over the Eastern Sierras, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That this is God's land. And we declare and we claim it for the victory of Jesus Christ. We claim every soul in the Eastern Sierras. For this is his land, we believe right now. Children of this region are plundered by the power of God, that we believe this and that's Jesus Christ. And I believe right now in the Eastern Sierras that there that the victory of Jesus Christ is coming to the Eastern Sierras. It's already here, in fact, because we're here. Amen. So I just want to talk about the victory of Jesus Christ. I want to talk about who he is. I'll tell you who he is, though. I just want to say this. This is Jesus right here. From Genesis to Revelations is Jesus. He is the Word. He is the manifested Word of God. He went about doing good and healing all. But we got to stop judging one another. We got to stop it. It says, judge lest you be judged. We got to stop looking at each other because of our political beliefs and saying, they're Christians. Because it's not about what we do to So what I'm saying is we got to get rid of mindset. We got to get rid of the distractions that are holding us back from being a witness and loving all those who have been born on this earth. Because Jesus said, God said, God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son that whoever would believe in Him would not perish but have everlasting life. It didn't say whoever is a Republican, whoever is a Democrat, said whoever. But have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn it, but through Him the world might be saved. So there has been anger, there has been frustration because we understand there are things that are happening that are wrong. And we understand that, and we want it to change. But the only way it's going to change is when we come together in unity. And it says, bless those who curse you, pray for those who spitefully use you. It says, bless your... He says, what good is it that you love your friends, but you... To love... It's hard. Go to your closet. Begin to pull down the strongholds that are holding this nation captive. Begin to pray against the secular media that is destroying and bringing thoughts and mind control that is causing this nation to be deceived and manipulated, and our leaders to be manipulated. We can't do it through our... So if we can do principalities against powers, against rulers of darkness, our way through God with the pulling down of strongholds, bringing everything that exalts itself against the Word of God, we have to fight them. President. God is in control. And I'll tell you why. It's because the victory of Jesus Christ, and that's what I want to talk about. The victory of Jesus Christ. If I can find these. And Jesus done everything that needs to be done for us to live a full, complete life on this earth. Live in prosperity, live in healing, live in blessing, live in forgiveness when we've sinned. We got an advocate to the Father. We can come and immediately. And we will. Because He said He would. Yeah. Not because. In the beginning, it's all. Us. I believe that what is in us is the Holy Spirit. Christ in us. That's what's in us. And he... when we do what Jesus did, when we do what he did, when he said, rock of my rock with him too, when he hits you in the jaw with his rock, turn to the left. What he's trying to say is, it's not about this physical fight, it may be, but it's mostly about this fight that we're having with ourselves. About fighting, about but there's only one way, and that's the way, and that's Jesus. It's because it's so he knew no sin, became sin, that we might become the righteousness of God. Okay, so what did we do to deserve that? Nothing. But that's who we are. So let's walk in it. Let's believe in it. Let's believe who we are. Let's do without looking at them with equality. Because God is no respecter of persons. I mean, you look at the proverb about the man who had the field, and he hired the men in the morning and they worked all day, and he hired the men in the last hour. Respecter of persons. And he went, immature babes. The men and women I see and hear are all mature Christians. They know who they are. They're set and they're ready. The only thing that we got to remember that we can't be equipped to do it, we're equipped to do it, but we can't do it if we look at the way the world is. We can only do it if we look the way Jesus is, because when Jesus walked the earth, it was crazy. When the first church was built, nearly They don't even understand. So the we are justification is that justification is just if I've never. That if you complete. It's time to see the that's what the church is. And we're part of it. And we need to stand up rightfully and be who we are. Boy, I don't know. I've been practicing. Those who believe in my name shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. 1 Peter 2:24. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace is upon us. And by his stripes we are healed. That is healing. That's physical healing. That means if we... Thank you very much. If we start walking in that unity, God's going to command the blessing. And we're going to see the greatest revival you've ever seen. And I believe there's nothing going to stop it. I believe that it is unstoppable because this is the last days. If you can read what's going on in this earth right now, you know that this is close. We are close. And not only are we close, but it says in the last days... I think that's pretty close.
Yeah.
But break a reed. I mean, he didn't break anything. He was just like this man of peace that walked down the street. But he did. You know who he came against? He came against the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You know why? Because they would divide the church. We don't need to be in some holy righteousness is not even our righteousness. It's God's righteousness. We can't do anything about it. If it's our righteousness, it's nothing but filthy rags. And we will destroy us. By living a judgmental life of indignant judgmental ways towards people that are breaking the law, doing the things that they shouldn't be doing. But God says, I love them too. I love them too, and I want you to go to them, and I want you to just tell them that I love them. You don't have to say anything else. Just tell them I love them. Because in the day of their visitation, they'll remember what you said. It's really hard for us right now to come to that place sometimes because of all the division and the anger in this country right now. And the lies, because you know what? I'm going to tell you something. This nation isn't prejudiced. I'm telling you right now, I'm not a prejudiced man. I'm not a prejudice towards blacks, whites, yellow. I am not a white supremacist. I'm not who people say that the church is holding. I am a man of love, and I'm going to live that life, and I'm going to love everybody I can.
Yeah. When it all possible.
Well, yeah. Amen. That's right. But you know, we're real here. This is a hard thing to talk about because we are in the middle of the biggest battle, and there is such a chasm between the Democrats and the Republicans. There's such a divide in this country right now. And there is a taking over that can only be won by prayer. We're not going to win it any other way. We got to pray. We got to not pray, oh, please God. We got to pray. That's a good prayer. Prayer of humility is good, but I'm going to tell you, we got to pray with authority. We got to pray with the Word of God over our nation, over our counties, our cities. We got to pray every day. This is a day of prayer. This is a day. I haven't prayed as much as I should. I've got so busy. We're doing things, and we bought a house in Hawaii, and I got into that, and I'm going, man, when I came into this church today, Patrick was singing, I felt like I walked under a waterfall, and this cool water just came over me, and I said, oh my God, I just am so blessed to be in this church. This is a wonderful place. And the people in here are so wonderful. And you know, sometimes I know we've had divisions because I'm a tough guy to get along with. And I repent of that. But I just want to say this, that I see more unity in this little body than I've ever seen. That people love each other, and they're working together for the glory of God. And we are going to see the glory of God in this region. And there are going to be people coming. I mean, you got guys like Cheon and Gabe on and who's Michael Dalton coming next? These guys are prophets to the nations, apostles. There's something going on here, big time. And we got a group who's been so I got that one done. Let's go to this one. The victory of the over the devil, yes, by Jesus Christ. Colossians 2:15. It says that Jesus made an open spectacle of Satan in front of all of his subjects, triumphing over him and taking away the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He completely destroyed what the devil was doing. And if we walk in the I'm sorry, brother. I had a bad attitude towards you. I messed up. When we can do that, that's humility. That's when God raises us up. If we think we're too good to say we're sorry, or we think we don't need to, or we're mad because somebody messed us up one time, you know what? All we got to do is look at the cross. Look at the cross. The cross of Jesus Christ. Look what they did to him. It says in 1 Peter that we are going to suffer some of the same things because We are his children because we're his family. We're the sons of God, sons and daughters of God. We can't fear saying, I'm sorry. We can't let our feelings. It says the just shall live by faith, not by our feelings. The just shall live by faith means that we will live in his victory, believing no matter what the circumstances are around us. We're going to declare his victory in our life. We're going to look at what he... That's Corinthians chapter 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 8. I got that here somewhere. Yeah, verse 9. And so, and if we're sick, we got to declare that we are healed. We got to declare it over our family every day. Thank you. No. That's the truth. And the truth, I know. I mean, and they want to still, they want to cut a little piece of the pie out at the end of the job. I tell them. A man is worthy of his wage. I'm getting all of it. That's right. In the name of Jesus. And I get it. I do. In everything that we do. It says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We got to know where we're at. We got to know what we're going to do. And we're going to have a victory. And it's going to be the victory of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's going to be the victory that is going to make him shine on this earth. It's the victory that's going to make the church shine. And it's going to be like a magnet to people. It's going to be unbelievable. And then we can tell them, because Jesus loves us. This I know because the Bible tells me so, right? You know what? I just want to get back to the basics. I need the basics. I got to think about what is important, and that's souls. What's important? Love. God so loved the world, the cosmos. He loved, and he sent his son to be an appropriation for our sins. That Adam created in our soul, in our body, in our flesh. And it's a night. That's why we got to have patience with each other. We got to endorse one another. And you know, I think the best thing you can do when somebody's going through a hard time, it's not to tell him how to get out of it, it's to encourage him. God will tell him how to get out of it. You aren't the way, he's the way. Unless he asks you, maybe a business question or something like that you can do. But I'm going to tell you the best way to go. Brother, you can do it in the name of Jesus. You can win this victory and you will overcome everything because Jesus died for you and he's done everything that needs to be done so you can live a full, complete life on this earth. So, this is a short sermon because I talk really fast. But I want to tell you guys, I love you, and I tell you, this is a precious army of loving men and women who want to see Jesus manifested on this earth. And we can do it together, but we can't do it apart. We can't do it unless we're in agreement. So I just want to pray a prayer over this place. And I kind of, if you guys could just repeat what I say, okay? You have been given all power in heaven and in earth. And we are seated with you in heavenly places. And you have invested in us. And we declare the victory of Jesus Christ over the It will be done by you in heaven. So, Lord, that in the Eastern Sierras, in God bless you.
Close with a song.